the world famous WFAN.
Own it. Check. Don't run away from it. Check. Be funny about it. Check. Have the locker room love you.
Check.
It checks every single box.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Shut your mouth. Good day, sir.
Say hello to my little friend.
Gerrit Cole is eligible to pitch in a World Baseball Classic for the Dominican Republic.
Because Rafael Devers is his daddy.
Sleep with your mom's best friend. Check.
Check.
Own it. Check. Don't run away from it. Check. Be funny about it. Check. Have the locker room love you.
Check.
It checks every single box. My guy. My quarterback. I'm in love.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
That's what I'm talking about. 201. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to, oh, I don't know what you call these days. It ain't pretty, though. It's Yankee baseball. Phone number to join is always 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today. Dana White stopping by later today. And, of course, joining us in Evan's seat is my main man, Cody Decker. Cody, what's good, kiddo?
Chilling, man. I'm over in Chicago. I sent you some photos. I played some softball this week, baby, but
yeah,
weird
but you said
softball.
You were going to hit 5 home runs. You didn't hit any.
It wasn't the right type of game. I was playing some weird-ass Chicago softball. Like, no gloves. It's like a gigantic 20-inch ball.
No gloves.
Like, it's literally... Yeah, no gloves. You have to. It's literally like you're hitting a basketball. It was fun, but it wasn't any semblance of baseball or softball. So I was just like, all right, they're all playing me 500 feet away. I'm just going to hit some doubles.
Like a co-ed league so that everyone can play and no one takes it too seriously? One of those types of things?
Yes, but the other team was taking it real seriously, and they did not like it that I was there, Craigie.
Well, because they knew that you were a ringer. So no home runs, though. So what did you do? You fly. Essentially, you were playing kickball is what you were doing, right?
That's
what I'm hearing.
I'm exactly what I was doing. I was playing kickball with a bat. But here's the thing. So I went 3 for 3, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. We won 5-3. I accounted for all the runs. I made 2 diving catches. I didn't want to make any.
Oh, that's why they were so angry with you, because they brought the ringer in and the ringer did what a ringer's supposed to do. Now I get it. And they did not run you out of Chicago just yet. But we have other things to talk about today other than Cody Decker's softball game in Chicago, although we'll get to more of it later for sure. Now, I know right now the winds are blowing west, so I'm wondering, you sitting in Chicago, can you smell it? And when I say smell it, I'm talking about the panic that has started to set in with the first place New York Yankees, who today called up not one, but 2 of their top minor league players for reinforcements, because they've essentially now gone 3 consecutive games without scoring a run. I don't even count last night's run. It was off an error by the third baseman. And it really, without that error, the New York Yankees have now gone 3 consecutive games without scoring a run. Now, I have been talking all week this week about how they're still up by 10 games. They're 30 games over 500. They're going to win the division. Slow your roll. Come on, Yankee fans. We're better than this. We're not babies. We don't cry. We don't panic. But even I have my limits. Even I have a line in the sand that you cannot cross. And I'm sorry. 40,000 people again last night traveled to the Bronx, paid their money to go see the first place New York Yankees, and they were treated with another embarrassing, listless, we don't care performance. And when I say we don't care, I recognize they do care. I know the players go home last night and they're pissed off and they're looking in the mirror and they're trying to find a good luck charm to figure out how to get some runs across the board. So I'm not suggesting they really don't care, but it appears that they don't care. And another listless, non-offensive performance. Great pitching again against an inferior offensive lineup, but I'm at my point now where something's wrong. It's broken, and I don't know how to fix it. Do you?
I don't think it's broken, but I am definitely concerned. And yes, can I smell the panic? Yeah,
I can smell I mean, because this is very anti-Yankee-like. You know, they bring up Andujar 2 days ago. They bring up Florial today. They're bringing Cabrera up today. And all of a sudden, the Yankees are telling you, we agree, we're broken. Broken.
Yeah, you don't see them do that twice in a week. And also, like you said, this team's offense has been anemic. I didn't realize this, and I said earlier on in the year, man, Aaron Judge, the reason why I do think Aaron Judge is the MVP over Shohei Ohtani is because when you take Aaron Judge out of this lineup, this team has been different.
Yeah.
However, it seems as though this go-around, dude, since the All-Star break, you take Giancarlo out of there, this team has been different. I'm starting to get concerned. Now, they're going to win this division. They're going to finish the season over 30 games over 500, if not better. But listen, it's still August 17th, Craigie.
No, and that's the rub on it. Like, first off, to be just totally transparent with everybody, I didn't even see last night's game. And it's not because I didn't want to. I got home. I was all excited. Yankees are going to finally turn it around. I really felt that way after the bad performance the night before to start the series off against Tampa. And I put on TBS, and I even tweeted out the photo of my television. Can't watch the game. Game's blacked out. I'm not allowed to watch Yankee baseball in Morris County, New Jersey, because they sold their soul to the devil by putting the game on Amazon Prime, which I'm still confused about how to get on my television set. And I know I should know how to do it. I don't want to do it. I want to put on the goddamn television and watch Yankee baseball. And thankfully for me, I didn't miss anything. Thankfully for me, I'd have to watch another 3 hours of the Yankee offense put goose eggs up on the board. So there's two parts to this. Number one, I admit I'm livid about the fact that the game was blacked out on TBS last night, and I don't have Amazon Prime on my TV. I'm sure I do, but I don't. So I wasn't allowed to watch last night's Yankee game. Number two, come on, guys. Like, what are we doing? You know, there are professionals in that Yankee lineup, and that includes Aaron Judge. Someone's got to get a hit with someone on base. And I'm not going to yell and scream that it's Aaron Boone's fault, because I don't think it is. I'm not going to yell and scream that Cashman did a bad job, because I don't think he did. But at some point, you can't go through the motions at home in front of 40,000 people day in and day out, and I'm pissed off about it.
No, it looks like they've been punching in the clock since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
That is a definite problem, dude. It really is. It's a legit problem. And here's the thing. The Yankees' biggest problem is not their offense. Their biggest problem is their pitching, and they have wasted the last 4 quality starts that this team has put out there. And that's just, quite frankly, embarrassing for a team that's above 30 games above 500.
Yeah, well, it's not 30 anymore, I can tell you that. And listen, I can tolerate losing. Like, we spend half our lives or more watching our favorite teams lose, right? We don't have the benefit of being, you know, Green Bay Packer fans, of being, I don't know, L.A. Dodger fans recently. You know, pick your favorite team, pick your favorite sport, I don't care. Like, more than half of our fandom as fans involves watching our teams lose. So I can tolerate losing. I'm even okay with it sometimes. What I cannot tolerate as a fan is the crap that the New York Yankee franchise has shown us since the All-Star break. It's listless. It's not entertaining. It's everything wrong with baseball. It's entitlement. It sucks. It sucks.
You bring up entitlement.
Yeah.
Well, who's the entitlement, though? I'm interested in that. What do you mean by entitlement?
I don't even know what I mean by it. It just seemed like a good word to throw out there. I don't know what that means. It's just like, like everybody wants, you know, $500 million contracts and 10 years guaranteed and the pretty girl to prom to say yes, and they don't do anything to earn it. Like, what are we doing?
This team has looked asleep, and it has.
Yeah.
And listen, I was here with you 2 days ago, completely defending them with you, saying, "Hey, listen, a blip in August is not a big deal. I'd rather this blip happen now than at the end of September, going into October." But again, this team's pitching is not phenomenal, and they've been pitching good and still losing.
I guess. And here's the thing that gets me, because Aaron Judge said it after the game last night, what you and I said on Monday, and I reiterated it again in your absence yesterday. And that is, it's very hard for me to get upset in the middle of August with 50 games to go and a 10-game lead. and a team that's over 30 games or 28 now, games over 500, like, to be keeping real, what am I screaming about? What am I upset about? It's a long season. This is the drought that every team does experience at some point in a season. Why am I getting crazy? And I feel that way. But when it goes Monday or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and there's nothing, and there's Aaron Hicks meekly grounding out to the pitcher's mound for a bases-loaded double play. There's the Andujar bat yesterday to end what could have been, you know, maybe a couple runs scoring early in the game. And I'm saying to myself, what, like, why 42,000 people went to the ballpark? Not to be guaranteed seeing a win, but to be guaranteed watching a first-place team play like a bunch of professionals. And you didn't get that last night, and you didn't get it Monday night. I'm sorry, you didn't. The New York Yankees owe the fan base an apology. And I guess the reason I'm upset about this is because I do believe everything we said on Monday. It's August. It's going to happen better now than a month from now. All that, you know, cliche rhetoric that, you know, we all say and spout off as athletes and people in the media, you know, if things aren't going our way. But here's the thing I can't figure out. And this is why I came in today with a chip on my shoulder. A, because I couldn't watch the game on TBS last night, which pisses me off beyond all. It drives me batty. I have an Xfinity remote that's got voice command on it. I hold the button in and I go, "Hello, Xfinity, New York Yankees baseball." And it takes me right to TBS. And I'm like, "Oh, I forgot the game's on TBS tonight. I'm good with that. TBS, great. What do I care, right?" And immediately on my screen, game is blacked out. Game is blacked out. It's almost like they're trying to do me a favor. Like, they knew that they were going to suck last night, and they didn't want me to see it. Like, they were telling me, "Why don't you take the night off tonight? As a Yankee fan, we don't want you to watch the crap that we're going to put on the field tonight." That's how it felt. Like, they were doing me a solid. Go play with your kids today, Craig. Go take a sauna. Go to the hot tub. Play some wiffle ball. Kill a chicken. Whatever it might be. They knew that watching baseball last night was not a good idea.
It probably wasn't for any Yankee fan. But here's the thing. What is it going to take? What is it going to take for Yankee fans to kind of back off a little bit on the Yankees? Is it going to take just one win? Do they need to win a series? Do they need to go and sweep the next series? They're facing Kluber today. They should beat Kluber's ass.
Yeah, well, you said that on Monday, right? They should score 20 runs against that lefty nobody ever heard of. And
they should have, and they didn't.
And they didn't. So I think, and I guess that's the question I want to ask because I don't have the answer for it, is I don't know what they're going to do to make me happy. I don't know what they have to do to make me think that there's an end in sight. I guess scoring 12 runs today and winning a game would be something. I guess that works for me. They've now lost 5 consecutive series. They haven't done that since 2006. So, which is a crazy run, not losing 5 series in a row. But here you have the first-place team in baseball. It's just, it's mind-numbingly bad baseball. It's boring. It's every reason my children do not watch baseball, because it sucks. It sucks. I feel bad today for Pittsburgh Pirate fans. I know what you're going through now. It's horrendous.
Oh, come on.
And for you knuckleheads that DVR the game like Big Mac and Evan and wait till midnight to watch it, yuck, yuck. Throw up in my mouth. Ugh, disgusting.
I agree that they've looked ugly, Craigie, but man, you're going all the way to, you went from 2 days ago with the complete calm rhetoric, guys, it's August, we're all good, not September, to today, oh my God, Pirates, we are Pirate fans.
That's right.
2 days, Craigie.
I'll tell you why, and I know where it comes from. I'm very transparent with this audience. My anger today comes from the fact that the game was blacked out. That's why I'm pissed off. A, because I had no idea that it was on Amazon Prime, because I thought that was just the Friday games. Then I find out last night, while I'm researching why I can't watch the Yankee game last night, that Tuesday Subway Series, Yankees-Mets, blacked out, can't watch it on TV. So be prepared for that. I know what Wednesday's show is going to be, and Tuesday's show is going to be. They are blacking us out from watching Yankee-Mets next Tuesday also. It ain't just Friday. And meanwhile, while I sit here as a riled up Yankee fan getting ready to take all the Yankee calls, there's another smell in town. There's another little odor that's wafting its way through lower Manhattan right now, on its way west out to the studios in Chicago where Cody is sitting right now. Can you smell that? That's what we call 3.5. That is the odor of 3.5. That is the odor of the Atlanta Braves reminding the Mets, we ain't going nowhere. That is the odor of Met fans nervously now expecting the combination of Scherzer and DeGrom to do what they're more than capable of doing, and that is righting the ship. But remember, they don't always win games that those guys start. As great as they are, you ain't going to see them in the eighth and ninth inning. And it's most likely going to be a one-run game going into the eighth and ninth. And we know how that story goes. And if you are a diehard Met fan who's enjoying right now the Yankee lamaze, the Yankee offense not scoring any runs, the panic that is setting in on the New York Yankee fan base, which we all exhibit, remember that smell. 3.5. 3.5. And tonight's a very, very big game if you're a diehard Met fan, because if the Atlanta Braves somehow, some way, and I'm not suggesting they will, but if the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets tonight and clinch the series and get to 2.5, we're going to have a lot of belly aching in this town, a lot of belly aching.
I'm not going to lie to you, Craig. I can't tell which fan base is more panicked. The Yankees, the Mets, and I'm not going to lie to you, I do a lot of radio over there in Atlanta. Every Braves fan feels exactly the same way as every Mets fan does. All of them are panicked. They're like, oh, my God, the Mets are never going to pull away with this. And over here, you guys are, oh, God, the Braves won't go anywhere. How about this? They're both going to make the playoffs. Yeah. I do think the Mets are a better baseball team. But you're right, 3.5, and their bullpen, listen, their bullpen's gotten taxed these last couple of days because of a couple of injuries that have happened earlier. Cookie Carrasco came out earlier than last night, Taijuan Walker. That is a big problem if Taijuan Walker gets out for a little while. But listen, you mentioned Scherzer's throwing tonight. Yeah, they don't always score when Scherzer's throwing, but they're going to have to lean on Scherzer long tonight because the bullpen's been taxed 2 games in a row.
No, I agree with that. And the problem is, you know, will the Mets score any runs? Because you saw it happen, you know, the last couple starts with Scherzer and even DeGrom. You know, they pitch great. First guy comes in to replace him, and it's a home run. And all of a sudden, what are we doing? Like, you just wasted a great start.
The only app you need is Odyssey.
Download the app. It works great.
You can delete the others. You get the home of New York sports, WFAN, plus sports, news, music, and podcasts. The Fan on 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Get it today.
Oh, back to this thing again, huh? By the way, today is going to be a great day here on The Fan because I hold in my right hand the elixir of the gods, Welch's grape soda. That's what Zeus used to drink, Cody. Maybe you didn't know that.
Welch's
grape
soda.
The elixir of the gods, Welch's grape soda, the greatest soda ever made.
I believe you'd be the first person ever to make such a listen. Diet Dr. Pepper is the greatest soda ever made.
Stop embarrassing yourself. About. Men don't drink diet soda, please.
Yes, they do. No, yes, they do.
You're the guy that goes and orders 4 double cheeseburgers and a Diet Coke and wonders why he's got a fat ass. Stop.
No. One, this ass don't quit. Two, I definitely order 4 double cheeseburgers because one, that's a lot of good protein, and two, I got Brussels sprouts on the side, so I can get myself a Diet Coke.
Welch's grape soda, the elixir of the gods. And by the way, not that easy to find these days.
Yeah, because no one buys it, because no one wants it.
I will say Diet Dr. Pepper is the greatest diet soda.
Of diet sodas, no Diet question. Dr. Pepper is on the top of Mount Rushmore, but not for nothing. You know, we don't drink diet soda around here. I'm sorry. And I will say this, while I don't like Diet Coke at all, Coke Zero is better than Diet Coke. I have had it.
Without question.
Because like when there's nothing else in the fridge at someone's house and you have to go, it's either water or Coke Zero, you go Coke Zero. So that's up there too. But I'll give you the Diet Dr. Pepper, sure.
I'm not going to lie to you, Craigie. About a couple months back, I was way down the Diet Dr. Pepper train. They let out like a Diet Dr. Pepper Zero with cream soda, like in it, like mixed with it. It might be the single greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
I've not seen that. So a combination of Dr. Pepper and cream soda.
And it was zero calories.
Yeah.
It was
zero. Can you put whiskey in that or tequila?
Absolutely.
In that? So you can.
I would put whiskey. Yeah, I'd put whiskey in that.
A little Maker's Mark in there. Maker's Mark and Diet Cream Dr. Pepper Soda actually sounds disgusting enough for me to love it. All right, we'll get some calls. Obviously, Yankee fans all ticked off, rightfully so, and Met fans not ticked off, but tonight's a big game. Tonight's one of those games where Scherzer just has to go out there, dominate the Braves, put an end to this little mini slide, you know, the two-game losing streak, get back to 4.5, 5 in the loss column, and make all Met fans take a deep breath and say, that's why we pay him $40 million a year to do that. Because if you lose tonight's game, it's going to be like Armageddon in New York. Yankee fans are pissed. Met fans will be panicking. Knick and Ranger fans think Dolan's selling the teams based on an erroneous report out there today. I mean, it's Armageddon right now in New York sports. And here's Will in Stamford, Connecticut. Will, what's going on today, buddy?
How we doing?
Talk good. What's up? So, Will, let me walk you through how this works. It's an old concept. Not for everybody, of course. But, you know, you call up someone. They say hi. You say hi, and then we chat with one another. Perhaps you go, I go, you go, Cody goes, we hang up, Cody goes, I go, and then we do the same thing, rinse and repeat, with 43 other people today. But you've gotten us off to a bad start, which means I have to blame somebody. Now, who am I going to blame for the lousy first call out of the gate? Is it the caller's fault that he sucks? I say no.
No.
Big Mac, whose fault is it?
Oh, well, I know where you're going to go.
You can't
blame the new guy who's just in history and phone calls.
Yeah.
It's got to be me, who's a veteran of the show and should be overseeing it.
No, though. I don't blame you.
Oh, no.
I got to blame the call screener.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's the call screener? That's Big Zoo. That guy right there. That's his fault.
Big Zoo has failed us right out of the gate. Sorry, Big Zoo. You know I love you. But just because they called doesn't mean you have to put him through. It ain't overnights. Here's Craig in Babylon on the fan. Craig, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Carton. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, kiddo. What's up?
My question is, do you think the Yankees took on the persona of Aaron Boone? Boring and dry and lifeless, no energy.
Hold on. I got to write all those adjectives down. Let's go boring. Hold on. Yeah, you got Aaron Boone is boring, lifeless, no energy. And what was the last one? Oh, dry. Wow.
Dry. But this flat. There's no energy. If Steinbrenner was here, I think he would have fired him already.
All right. So I think it's time on this show we go down that road just for a millisecond. How many more people have to use that line in a way to take a shot at Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, or even Hal Steinbrenner, right? George Steinbrenner's been dead for, it's like 15 years now almost. So the notion of what would Steinbrenner do? He's not here anymore. Now, in relation to Aaron Boone, what did you say about Aaron Boone on June 1st?
I think Aaron Boone is flat and boring.
Okay, so
I think he had a great team. And he brought them down to his level.
Okay, so
and made them boring.
All right, so when the Yankees were healthy, as they were for the first 2.5-3 months out of this season, and had the best record in baseball, and built the biggest lead in baseball, and scored more runs than any other team in baseball, what did you say about Aaron Boone's managing at that point of the season?
You don't have to manage when you're surrounded by superstars.
I got it. All right, so when the players play well, the manager gets no credit. When the players stop playing well, it's the manager's fault. That's what we're saying. And I recognize that because he's the only Yankee manager that has yet to win a ring, that he's an easy target. But not for me. Aaron Boone is not the problem with the New York Yankees post-All-Star break. You want to go over the problem? Where's Giancarlo Stanton? Where is he? Right? Where's DJ LeMahieu? Where's Josh Donaldson making $25 million a year, batting what, 210, 215, whatever he's batting? Right?
Where's Aaron Hicks?
Where's
Aaron Hicks? Down center. Aaron Hicks is playing a terrible center field, and he's acting like he's allergic to wood right now.
Right. So to me, the cop-out is always, oh, it's Aaron Boone's fault. Well, you can't say it's Aaron Boone's fault when for the first 3 months of the season, he was the manager and they built this lead that thank God they have it because they're able to survive a horrendous month and a half of baseball. It kills me that the easy answer for a lot of people is it's Aaron Boone's fault because I know what happened. I know on May 15th and I know on June 15th and even July 15th, although the kind of stench had started to exhibit itself by that point at Yankee Stadium. Aaron Boone was the manager for all of it. Like, we sat here and said, Brian Cashman did a lousy job this offseason. That was the rhetoric, that he didn't get Correa, he didn't get Seager, he didn't get this one, he didn't get that one, that Cashman did a lousy job and Hal Steinbrenner's not spending the money, he's blah, 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 blah. And then the Yankees did something that nobody thought they were going to do. They dominated baseball. They made the American League a joke. They really did. They got out to such a great start that nobody saw coming. And that was after everybody complained about the offseason that they had in not getting one of the big-name high-priced shortstops, right? Oh, how did we get IKF and take Donaldson's contract and watch Minnesota get Correa? That's the guy we wanted, right? No one pays attention to the fact that Correa's not having a great year, right? No one's paying attention to all those guys that you all wanted. None of them are having the career year you thought they were going to have this year, right? And yet, when things go south, the immediate guy that you all go to pick on is Aaron Boone, or that stupid rhetoric of George Steinbrenner wouldn't put up with this. George Steinbrenner wouldn't allow this. Go back to the decade of the 80s.
Yeah, I'm about to say, did the Yankees had a 15-year drought from the 80s till 1995. They had a ton of bad teams in there. I it hasn't always been winning seasons in the Bronx.
They also built their dynasty while he was banished from baseball.
Right. George Steinbrenner doesn't get credit for the Stick Michael moves that rebuilt the franchise. Now, he owns the team, so he obviously gets to celebrate all those successes. But I'm so tired of the George Steinbrenner wouldn't tolerate this. The other thing is, and let's just keep it real, if you're under 40, maybe this isn't for you, but anyone over 40 certainly understands what I'm going to say here. For a good portion of his life as the New York Yankees owner, George Steinbrenner was despised by Yankee fans. You hated him. That's a fact. And now it's always, you know, George wouldn't put up with this. George Steinbrenner would never allow this. George is probably rolling over in his grave. And by the way, memo to Stephen A. Smith, my dear pal and friend at ESPN, who went on a Yankee rant today and evoked the name Hank Steinbrenner, and he called out loud on his pulpit at ESPN that Hank Steinbrenner needs to do better. Hank Steinbrenner passed away 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, Hal Steinbrenner is still alive, and he owns the team, and he gets to make all the ultimate decisions, but to yell and scream that Hank Steinbrenner is not getting the job done and needs to do better, it'd be nice if somebody at ESPN would just tap Stephen A. on the shoulder or maybe in his ear, because on TV, I'm told, there are producers that can talk to you in your ear and should have said, Stephen, Hank's dead. He died 2 years ago. He's not going to help the Yankees at all. He's literally dead. He died April of 2020. Maybe don't stop yelling at him.
I mean, what are we doing?
Stephen A.
Smith does
it.
He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know what's. Forget how Hank Steinbrenner. How he thinks it's George Steinbrenner that still owns this team. You know that.
I don't know, but that's. I love that rhetoric. George Steinbrenner is rolling over in his grave, and somehow Hank Steinbrenner is failing Yankee fans today. He's dead too.
You know, you brought up a really, really good point.
I always
do. At the beginning of this rant. You really did, though. You talked about the beginning of the season. Everyone was picking the Yankees to finish fourth in this division,
right,
just above the Baltimore Orioles, who we thought the Baltimore Orioles were going to lose 100 games, and now they're fighting for a playoff spot still. The Yankees went out the gate like crazy, and it turns out the Red Sox were what the Yankees we thought were going to
about
be.
About a 500 team, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, listen, I understand it's been a bad week, and honestly, it's been bad since the All-Star break, and something does need to happen, whether it's these rookies or anything, but the caller just called in and said that Aaron Boone is lifeless, boring, brought everybody down to his level. One, I've met Aaron Boone a few times. He's not lifeless, and he sure as hell ain't boring.
He's not boring, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he's a pretty fun dude, and he's pretty well-liked in that clubhouse. There's a reason why he's been around.
Yeah, and it's not because his dad and brother are legacies in baseball. It's because, oh, by the way, Aaron Boone as a manager has won 100 games 2 out of the 3 years he's had a full season to manage, and he's never not been in the playoffs. Now, that's not enough for Yankee fans. We all get that. No one's saying that you rest on your laurels when you're the Yankee manager and you don't get to a World Series, let alone win a World Series. But the notion that Aaron Boone can't manage because the Yankees decided to stop hitting the ball for the last 4.5, 5 weeks is just stupid. It really is. Much like if the Mets lose tonight and tomorrow and get swept by the Atlanta Braves and are only up by a game and a half and Atlanta took them out and reminded everybody, we're the World Series champions and we don't care if you have Scherzer, DeGrom, and you can bring back the body of Tom Seaver. We're still the team that you got to beat. I know it's going to happen. I know exactly what's going to happen. I know exactly who's going to get blamed. And I know exactly what's going to happen. And it's going to be great. Billy Epler let us down. Billy Epler didn't do enough. Steve Cohen's got the money, but he won't spend it. Buck Showalter relies too much on analytics. I know exactly where it's going. So from a Met fan standpoint, I do hope that you guys at least win one of the next two, if not both. You got to win both, I know that. But if you don't, and it's a 2.5-game lead, I know exactly how Met fans are going to react. And especially going into Monday, Tuesday, because if I'm not mistaken, Big Mac, Monday, Tuesday, I believe, is Scherzer DeGrom against the Yanks, is it not?
It will be, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can promise you this, Scherzer's not ducking the Yankees, DeGrom's not ducking the Yankees, but I know who's ducking the Mets. There's somebody ducking the Mets, and it's not the first time, it's the second time.